Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peake, and welcome to episode 178 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, well, her pelvis. Yeah, you heard me. This is going to be kind of interesting. So I just want you to know that this terrific show is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And here's your reminder to click onto iTunes after this episode and rate and review us, because we just sit here waiting for that feedback. Love to hear from you. All right. It's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
So many women out there are complaining of the fact that they have pelvic floor dysfunction. Now, how does that show up? Well, how about raise your hand if you've had urinary incontinence? My favorite thing to talk about. Oh my gosh, so many problems. And it's one of those kind of, shh, let's not talk about it situations. Who do you go to? How do you help yourself? Is it, you know, just you and pads for the rest of your life? I mean, how do you learn about how your pelvic muscles work to be able to help yourself when you have this and other issues? So we have our go-to physical therapist expert, Christina Christie, who's here to help us with all of this. Now, Christina is a senior physical therapist and women's and men's health manager for Athletico Physical Therapy and president of Pelvic Solutions in Park Ridge, Illinois. Boy, when I saw Pelvic Solutions, I'm like, sign me up, man. I mean, this is the best. She received her degree in physical therapy from Rosalind Franklin University in 1990. You can't be that old. She is a fellow of applied functional science, certified in FMR, as a graduate from the Gray Institute, which is where I met one of her colleagues, who will be having on the show as well, talking about something else, and that is functional movement per se. Now, she specializes in the evaluation and treatment of the female client, including pregnancy, incontinence, pelvic floor dysfunction, and orthopedic sports-related injuries. Oh, I love this. This is absolutely where it's at. So I can't wait to jump into here. Christina, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Dr.
Peake.
Oh, my goodness
gracious.
I really
appreciate it.
Well, listen, I've got more women than you know how to even shake a finger at, who are sitting here at the edge of their chairs going, help! Oh, my goodness. Can we please start with the whole issue of the urinary incontinence thing? Why do I bring that up? Because we have millions and millions of women now coursing through the perimenopause and the menopause and beyond. And, you know, it's one of those what the heck moments when you've been sneezing and coughing all your life, never had a problem, and all of a sudden, rot row, now there you are with a little spillage, and you're horrified, and you have no idea, did I do something wrong? What's up with that? And then you think, well, you blow it off, and then, uh-oh, you decide to take a run. Let's go running in the morning. What's going on here with the run? Or you go to the gym and you're lifting heavy weights and then you feel helpless, hopeless, and defeated. And I don't want women to feel that way. I want them to know that there's a solution and that there's hope. Take it away, Christina.
Well, first of all, thank you again so much for having me on for this very important issue. I know we're going to talk more even about other issues as well, but urinary incontinence actually affects 1 in 3 women. And that can be anywhere from 12 to 25 million American women across the United States. And it doesn't just affect women in the perimenopausal time. I treat patients as young as 8 years old with incontinence and ones that go all the way up into their 90s. And if they get nothing else out of this session that we are talking about, I want them to know that no amount of urinary leakage should ever be considered normal. It means that there is a breakdown in the pelvic or neuromuscular system, and we need to address that breakdown so that they don't have the incontinence. We see commercials on TV for pads, for diapers, for medications, and that all treats the symptom. And in physical therapy, in the right type of training methods and fitness type programs that take into account female biomechanics, we can actually treat the cause of this and greatly improve it or completely have it be gone, which most women want. And I will tell you that almost 30 years ago, I had my first clinical with a women's health physical therapist, and she was actually having her patients play computer games with a device that was inserted vaginally. Now, that is how they did it back then. They still do use that currently. However, after 30 years of working with women, most women are like, you know what? Not so sure I want to go that route. And there are other ways to address the incontinence, and we can address it externally. We can address it in a very comfortable manner so that we take care of these symptoms and women don't have that leakage.
All right. So let's talk about what the solution is, because you have this whole pelvic core neuromuscular system, you know, approach. And of course, you have pelvic solutions itself. I want you to talk about what you do there. What, you know, what specifically do you offer and how does this work?
So basically, way back when I first got out of school, I learned a number of different types of methods of treating this issue. However, then I also learned about something called applied functional science through the Gray Institute. And by bringing the world of traditional women's health care and movement and the functional approach, we were actually able to treat the entire body and not just the muscles by themselves, because everybody knows about the Kegel contraction, right? Everybody heard of that. I thank Dr. Arnold Kegel many years ago. He basically brought awareness to the pelvic floor muscles, which was fabulous. However, that was just the beginning of the story. We actually now know that no muscle in the body works by itself. The brain doesn't recognize muscles by themselves. It recognizes movement patterns. So if we actually take a global approach to movement and look at how a woman's, for example, foot is moving, how her ankle is moving, how her hips are moving, how her thoracic spine is moving, that actually then speaks to how her entire pelvic core neuromuscular system is going to work. And some people may have not heard of the term pelvic core neuromuscular system, and let me just define that for everyone. That actually refers to the parts of our entire core. So we have our respiratory diaphragm at the top. We have our abdominal muscles at the front and sides. We have our back and hip muscles at the back and sides. And then we have our very important pelvic floor muscles at the bottom. All of those muscles are fascially connected and they have to work together as an integrated unit. So the best way that I describe that to my patients and to the other health and fitness professionals that attend the continuing education is, if you had a shoulder injury and all I gave you to do was bicep curls, your shoulder probably would not get completely better. So a Kegel contraction is the start of, yes, let's bring some pelvic floor muscle awareness. However, if we now take an approach that we address somebody's balance, we address their hip mobility and strength, we address how they move through their entire body from the top down, from the bottom up, and we add something called the pelvicore to it. The pelvicore adds light variable resistance, but that's just a tool. And the key is knowing how to make the pelvic floor work subconsciously and submaximally. Because a Kegel contraction is a maximal conscious contraction, and it's not realistic to hold that through all activity. We have to train the entirety of that system to work automatically, so a woman doesn't have to think about it. So it's up to the movement professionals, the physical therapists, the fitness professionals, to be able to see where is the breakdown that may have occurred through a pregnancy, through a trauma, through maybe very aggressive training as a young female athlete, and how can we now improve the entire movement patterning that helps the pelvic floor muscles to activate correctly and in sync with the rest of those muscles.
I think so many of the women out there, you know, it was basically menopause kind of thing. You know, beginning in their 50s, all of a sudden, you know, they're having little issues. And it really wasn't like they were run over by a truck or there was something else going on. They were actually doing fairly well for quite some time. And then, boom, could it just be, you know, when menopause hits, right? Purely menopause? Could it be purely menopause?
Well, this is the interesting thing, is almost every patient that I have who sits in front of me, even if they are in that perimenopausal or postmenopausal time frame, they all say to me, if they had a child, you know, something just didn't quite feel right or something wasn't quite functioning right. And then they were good for a number of years, and then all of a sudden they hit menopause. And the hormonal changes can cause changes within how muscles work, how the neuromuscular system activates, and that simple transition of those hormonal changes can cause urinary incontinence to happen more prevalently. Now, there are different types of urinary incontinence. The one that you were talking about earlier refers to stress incontinence. So that's if you cough, sneeze, laugh, jump, run, and you lose urine, you can't maintain the urine. That's stress incontinence. But a lot of women also have something called urge incontinence. And that can be the feeling like you have to go to the bathroom all the time, even though you just emptied your bladder and all of a sudden 15 to 30 minutes later, you're feeling like you have to go again. And that can happen for a number of reasons. It can be poor bladder patterning. It can be habitual. It can be involved with pelvic organ prolapse where the bladder isn't completely emptying. So that menopausal time is a very important time to be able to take care of the body and address any of these type of symptoms. Because again, none of these symptoms should ever be considered normal. We should be able to take care of them, significantly improve them, or completely eradicate them for the female when she transitions through that menopausal period.
Okay, excellent. Because I think that another issue is that women are not as familiar with the pelvic core muscles at all. Mm-hmm. And outside of maybe a little bit of what they learned during pregnancy or whatever, they basically is sort of like down there, you know, and they really don't have much of an idea of how this whole thing works. And I must say, as a physician, I can absolutely attest to the fact that the mass majority of women have no flipping clue at all, unless anyone ever sat them down and, you know, and taught them, you know, a few Kegel maneuvers. But that's about it.
Right.
I really think that this whole pelvic area, you know, is a brand new frontier. And, you know, when I was talking to, you know, our mutual colleague, David, I was bemoaning the fact that I have so many women in my practice and people I know and back and forth, especially athletes, et cetera, who are now 50 plus in terms of age, and they don't know who to turn to. You know, you go to a lot of gynecologists and honestly, they'll just give you some little one sheeter on Kegels and you're sort of staring at them and saying, say what? And that's it. And then we found out about these people like yourself, who are specialists, physical therapists who specialize in pelvic core. Now, tell me, is that something that's an emerging movement in the United States?
It is more so. It is actually globally because we have been working with all of these methods pretty much since about 1992. And the pelvic core and the pelvic core training methods were developed back in 2006. So we have individuals globally around the world utilizing the methods, understanding how the continuing education works in order to be able to share that with their clients and with their patients. So the thing is that we are learning more and more about human movement every single day. And I have to thank Dr. Gary Gray from the Gray Institute because of the fact that he brought this to the forefront in regards to we have to train the whole body. We can't just train the body in isolation. That's why we see a shift in many fitness industries where we don't necessarily just see isolated equipment. We see equipment that facilitates movement patterns. So because of the evolution in research of human biomechanics, and even more importantly for this audience, female biomechanics, because all of the training methods were all developed off of the male body earlier. We now know, yes, the female body is different than the male. The biomechanics is different than the male. And we have to provide specific training methods that complement what we see in the female body. So a couple of little pointers that we can give to the audience is if you have any type of balance issues, that almost goes hand in hand with bladder issues. So if you have balance problems, the likelihood is you have some bladder problems because they go so hand in hand. If you have any type of pain in the low back, in the pelvic region, have had a history of any orthopedic injuries of the lower girdle, of the pelvic region, of the back, that again can go hand in hand with bladder issues.
Wow, that's a mind blower. So that means if you have a little scoliosis, that could also do that?
It absolutely can. And I have so many patients that have either a functional scoliosis, a structural scoliosis. And when I probe further and ask the right questions, find out that they also have pelvic floor dysfunction. Because here's the really interesting thing. If a female comes in to me with the diagnosis of back pain, and on our health history intake form, there's a little checkbox for bladder problems, they won't check it because they don't see the correlation. So unless I ask the right questions, they will never offer up that information. So as a physical therapist who specializes in women's and men's health, I have to be able to ask all of these questions. And many times when I ask the questions, the interesting thing is I'll say to them, did you express any of this to your doctor? And they will say, well, no, I was embarrassed. I didn't realize there was a connection between my back pain and what is happening in my pelvic bowl.
Oh, gosh. There we are again. It's that, you know, look at the floor and feel almost ashamed. It's mm-hmm. terribly embarrassing right. because it's like, wait a minute. I mean, you know, who wants to know that they have like urinary incontinence and all the rest of it? I mean, this is a really, really big deal, or that company Always wouldn't be selling so many pads. I mean, right. we're keeping them in right. business here. So what do you do in Pelvic Solutions? What mm-hmm. services, what products do you offer there?
So it is multi-layered because, as you mentioned earlier, I am a physical therapist who treats patients through athletical physical therapy. But in Pelvic Solutions, we developed the pelvicore tool and pelvicore training methods, which means that we have particular programs that are specific for incontinence, for pregnancy, postpartum, for the male patient, for fitness athletes, for women's health issues. So these exercises are all designed to help complement female biomechanics and to activate the pelvic or neuromuscular system, like I said earlier, subconsciously and submaximally. So here in Park Ridge, I actually teach 4 exercise classes during the week too. And those classes are always full. We always have like 40 plus people in these classes because they feel so much better afterwards. And they will say to me, well, now I can actually have those glasses of wine and I don't have to go rushing to the bathroom and I don't have to worry about leaking. Or I'm not getting up 5 times during the night to go to the bathroom. I'm not getting up at all. Or maybe I'm only getting up once because I'm also on blood pressure medication. So, you know, there's a whole variety of issues that when you get the body moving better 3-dimensionally against gravity and ground reaction forces, that's what we promote through these training methods. So it is a global training method. And we've been working with it since 2006, but doing research in the meantime too. And I have other groups around the country that are doing research with groups of women to show how they progressed with these type of training methods. And through all of that, we're going to be offering more exercise programs that people will be able to download, be able to do online, because I do them locally here in my community and I travel around the world teaching, but I can't be everywhere. And I'm trying to teach other people how to do this too. And I keep getting the feedback, can you just put all of this online fully? Because we just want to work out with you whenever we want to. So we're in the process of doing that. It's not completely there yet, but we have the few DVDs to be able to support the beginning programs that we discussed.
So are you going to have some kind of like portal for people who, let's just say, for instance, they subscribe, right, to your mm-hmm. program, and they can actually watch this, you know, on their computer, you know, minus the DVD. Just basically you'll yeah. populate it with some, you know, a channel yeah. or something, you know, like they do with Fitness Blender and, you know, things like that. Yeah. But, you know, you pay for it. Mm-hmm. So you have a chance to be able to, or maybe there's like a premium level. There's a, you know, a mm-hmm. teaser level where you can get an idea of how this whole thing works and back and forth. I just think that that would be killer, because the minute I found out yeah. about your existence, I, of course, you know, told everyone I could, you know, talk to about it, because so many of my patients and colleagues have been yelling and screaming about how do you access this kind of a professional like Christina? And I said, well, yeah. you know, we got an online. And the real question then is, what can you do from afar? So right now, someone can purchase your product, right? The pelvic core yeah. product. There's like a DVD or something that comes with it. Or how do they? Okay, very good.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah,
so
the DVD comes with it and has all five programs. And then we also have a 50-minute cardio DVD. But as you know, the world is changing to where everything's going online versus being, you know, many people don't even have a DVD player anymore. So we're going to be shifting all of that to online so that people can access it from afar. Because
when is this taking place? When?
Well, we're hoping to have it all going by January 1. That's the goal. That's the timeline that we have set. So we have that slated for it because so many women also, if they don't live in a major metropolitan area, they may not have access to a woman's therapist who is versed in all of this. Because women's health physical therapy, if it's on the traditional side, they might still just be having the patients do the Kegels and they might not be aware of some of this. So at least we can then provide access to them and provide training to those other health and fitness professionals so that we all come to the same point of understanding human movement globally and being able to help these symptoms so that these women do not have to suffer in silence.
Oh, I just think that that's just the best. That's why I couldn't wait to have you on, you know, the podcast, because I know that so many of our listeners are sitting there saying, hallelujah, you know, number one, it's a woman physical therapist. Sorry, guys, but, you know, seriously, you don't have the equipment. You got to be able to understand. And, you know, I mean, it's like me talking about prostate issues. You know, I mean, I'm empathetic. Don't get me wrong. However, I lack the equipment. So the issue here is that we've got a woman professional with very unique training and also an entire website with products and services. And so what I feel like, I feel like I found, you know, a Swiss bank account somewhere. Oh, my gosh, this is such a great reference all the way around. So what are the absolute best websites where women can access all of this great stuff?
Well, if they'd like to get a pelvic core and get started with the beginning parts of the pelvic core training method, it is pelvicsolutions.com. And then if it is a health or fitness professional that wishes to learn more about these training methods, to share it with their audience, they can go to greatinstitute.com. And if someone is local here in the Chicagoland area, at athletico.com, we provide the physical therapy services. We have over 100 women's health physical therapy therapists across now 12 states, and I'm always looking to elevate the level of women's health care across the board, because let's face it, right? We have unique needs, and we have been, unfortunately, haven't had those needs always met because everything was worked off of the male body. So we can improve the quality of life, we can improve training programs, and we can improve this situation if we're just talking about incontinence. But I would like to add just one other diagnosis with this. Many times women have something called pelvic organ prolapse, and many women haven't even heard of what that's called. And that can mean that the bladder, the uterus, and or the bowel can descend in the pelvis. And for some women with really severe prolapse, it can actually come outside of the body. And that, again, is a whole nother issue that when it's in those early stages, we should be addressing it and not waiting for it to get worse. You know, in the Northern European countries, every woman who's had a baby meets with a physiotherapist for 6 to 12 visits. That is standard of care. In the United States, we hand the woman the baby and we say, good luck, and give her an ice pack. You know, we need to be able to provide this information and these training methods so that women, again, don't have to be suffering with these issues.
Oh, I love it. I had no idea that women in Europe ended up with 6 weeks of the physiotherapist. That is ridiculous that we don't have that here. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Right. I mean, we are so behind the times on this. Oh, my gosh. All right. So for everyone out there who's been listening in the Her Podcast land, we've been talking to Christina Christie. She is a senior physical therapist and women's and men's health manager for Athletico Physical Therapy and president of Pelvic Solutions. And this is located in Park Ridge, Illinois. I want everyone to run on over to the website, pelvicsolutions.com, pelvicsolutions.com. And I really want you to look very closely at the services as well as the products. I highly recommend the products and services. And as you heard from Christina herself, they're going to be populating onto this website, hopefully by January 1st. Everything that's currently in DVD is going to be online, and they'll be working that out. So stay tuned with that. But don't wait. Go ahead and just run on over to pelvicsolutions.com and grab that product and be happy that someone like Christina Christie exists, because boy, do we need her. Christina, I cannot thank you enough for being on the Her Podcast.
Thank you so much. I greatly, greatly appreciate it, Dr. Peek. And at any point, if you need more information about women's health, don't hesitate to reach out. And we'd be happy to also offer a special discount for your listeners, too, if they enter that code HER, H-E-R, 18, they will receive a $10 discount.
All right. You heard that. Enter HER 18, and that's your promotion discount. Awesome. We thank you so much, Christina. What a great gift. Sort of get us all started off on the right foot. Again, thank you so much. And everyone out there, please take a minute right now to hit iTunes, rate and review this show, because this was really, really good and so unique. We're so lucky that we know Christina Christie and Pelvic Solutions. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.